Band du jour. It's the Cardinals. Good afternoon, boys.
Hello. See you.
Thanks very much for being with us. We have here on lead guitar and vocals, Ryan Adams. We've got Neil on guitar, and we've got Brad on percussion, I think it's fair to say, Brad. Lovely. We've got a little shaker there.
Shaker and in a bucket.
This is amazing. We've got to mention this to the listeners before we go any further. We'd had a snare drum on order, but it didn't turn up in time, so you're using...
I'm using a trash can.
Just pop your boot up on there, would you, Brad, for me a moment? Let's have a look at the side. Is that a size 11?
It's an 11. Good eye.
Yeah, I could tell that. We've got a couple of birthdays here at the moment as well in the studio, haven't
we? Yes, it was Neil's birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Neil, on the 2nd.
Do you mind me asking you what milestone you've reached, Neil?
Oh, 40.
No.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
For the listeners at home, that was genuine surprise on my part. 40 years of age.
Yeah.
What's the secret?
Well, you know, have a good week running up to your birthday. Like, we had our album released in the States, and we got to play the Apollo Theater in New York. And
you did Letterman as well.
We did Letterman just a couple days before. So, you know, you have things like that going on all the time. You'd be feeling pretty good.
We love going up there to Letterman's.
He loves you guys, doesn't he?
Oh, you know, just all the people that work there.
It's like our local gig, really.
I really feel so at home there. I feel like we go there often, but it for some people it's terrifying,
yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
you go there. But really, in the first time, of course, when you go, it's
scary, and
it's really weird yeah. the first time. You're just like, oh,
because it's part of your culture so much, especially in America, isn't it? That program.
Well, for Brad and I, for television, because I've been playing with Brad for. Mm-hmm. 9 years or longer now, almost 10 years, maybe, you know, something like that. And it was the first thing I think we ever did, really. And then the second thing we ever did was SNL.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So we had two kind of
iconic shows.
Sort of being, we didn't really have much of a chance to ease into it. But but the Letterman experience, the first one, which should have been really terrifying, was so laid back that I think it kind of. Ever since then, I've never really thought about it much going into those sort of situations. And
speaking of American heroes, about icons, what about all this Obama business? Can we ask which way you went?
What do you think?
Well, obviously, naturally, I would guess that you went for Obama, but then I wouldn't be so bold as to put those words into your mouth.
You'd probably be right about that.
Okay. I guess we're looking at a sort of a new dawn, and to some extent, we at least all hope that we're looking at a new dawn in the United States from the way it's been for the last few years. You famously recorded New York, New York, and the video to that about 4 days before September the 11th, didn't you?
I was one of probably 100 different people in the city that day doing something with video. And if you were filming the city from any angle, it would have been impossible to not have a shot of incredibly large, towering building. There was just no way. And I don't really think... In my opinion, that song is... utter garbage. It's really a failure. It just has I never liked it. It wasn't my decision for it to even be on the album. It was a decision that was made by Ethan John's a producer at the time, as well as the label. I really thought it just sucked personally. I still do. I don't like it. It doesn't sum it up for me. But one of the things that was interesting about the video is that the montages in the video at the time, if you were to sync them up with the montages of of one of the most culturally important shows of all time, Friends,
yeah,
in between the different you know, almost Shakespearean like scenes in that show, any one of them besides the last one where they categorically disappointed millions of people worldwide and ruined many people's lives by stopping making that show. But if you look at the montages where they do the city sweeps, the exact same ones are in that video.
So that's...
It was subtly... no one knows this, but subtly, like, I actually, like, was like, no, you have to do this sweep from, like, it's going to be about 36th Ave down to 14th Street. That's the first one.
And so then there's another one where they go Friends.
Up from the Hudson, and then you can see the Bowery. It's all the same sweeps, and we even filmed that street corner where they do the supposed building that they live in, although the building that they show you would never have an apartment the size of the one that they're in.
There are
the apartment
so many
in
lies.
That building that they show you would basically be large enough for a person, their disgruntled lover, and the rats.
I've just been handed a piece of paper that says, hang on a minute, Sean, you've omitted to mention something even more important, perhaps than Neil's 40th birthday. Today... Oh. You don't want to talk about that. Okay.
I just don't want to dignify it.
Fair enough.
I don't... It's not a cause for celebration for me.
Cool. Fair enough.
I'm in the current. I'm just a twig. I'm waiting for the falls.
Well, listen.
I don't see the milestone.
I wish I didn't. I tell you. Oh, every year that passes by, it's that clammy hand of fate on my chest. Oh, I can't take it.
I
panic terribly about death. I can't get over it. Can't get past it, Ryan.
Gosh, you know, my whole life.
I've doubt about it?
Totally.
I've never had a second thought about ever.
No?
No,
it's
never.
A friendly
once.
Hand of fate.
Oh,
you
not
gotta
to
make
me.
Friends with it, man.
No, I can't.
You have to. You really should. You should think about it because
it's really irrational to be afraid of death. If you think about it, because I mean, you didn't have time to be afraid of being born. How in the hell are you going to have time to be afraid of dying?
You make a salient point. Anyway, boys, you're going to play two songs for us. You're going to play a cover version in a little while, but you're going to start us off with a song off the new Cardinals album, Cardinology. Fix It.
Oh, cool, that one.
Are you up for taking it away for us?
Absolutely.
Is the bin all tuned, Brad?
Yeah, no, we're ready.
Just give us a couple of strokes on it. That sounds quality. Who needs a snare drum?